Well, the latest superstorm is coming, and more nudes have leaked. We'll probably talk about that. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday.
On!
Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Chong Lee, the bleeping master. You want to get in today?
The master and commander.
Yeah, he is that. 713-780-3776 is your number. 713-780-ESPN. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. There's that. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At A.J. is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday when everybody's usually in a bad mood. Well, if you're in a bad mood, tough. I don't care today. We're going to Vegas tomorrow.
What if you are Tiger Woods? Are you in a bad mood today?
I'd like to have shown a better side.
The straight on angle, I mean, no one, it's impossible to see what he's working with.
Right.
So, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to go that strong for an Asian or small for a black guy. I don't know.
That's none of your business.
What? Tiger, are in this photo, are you fully engorged?
That's none of your business.
Okay. What percentage was your phone at that you had to keep it plugged in while you took
That's none of your business.
The picture. Okay. Have you ever tried to hit a golf ball with that?
That's none of your business.
What did you think of Lindsey Vonn's pictures while she was wearing the snow boots?
That's none of your business.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the one thing that gets me. Who takes nude pictures wearing snow boots?
Lindsey Vonn. I'm snow bunny.
Well, I get that, but it's not sexy. To quote Mark Wahlberg in Boogie Nights.
It's not for you, but it might be for Tiger.
It's not sexy. Maybe that's what he's into.
Maybe that's what he's into.
Yeah, I like northern chicks. I do. I like snow chicks.
Okay. What's the problem? What's the big deal?
The boots don't do it for me. It's distracting.
This just speaks to Tiger's level of fame, doesn't it? That there's a bunch of nude photos leaked, and no one really cares about Lindsey Vonn or Miley Cyrus or Catherine McPhee. Everyone just cares about Tiger Woods' penis.
Well,
that's next level fame.
I was more interested in seeing Lindsey Vonn. He was second.
Of course, you have to say that.
Well, I've always been a fan of hers, so that was my first glance. But the second thing I went for was okay. Let's see what Tiger's packing.
I'm not. I always feel bad for these chicks when their nudes get leaked, so I don't like to go out of my way to search them out. But when I heard that Tiger's got leaked, I searched it out immediately. Is that weird?
Yeah, it is.
Does it make me gay? I don't think
so. No, it doesn't. It just makes you weird.
I think it's weird. Yeah. I just had to know what he was working with.
Yeah, well,
like, when Justin Verlander's dong pics leaked, that was not overshadowing Kate Upton. Like, Justin Verlander was there, sure. And he's famous.
Yeah.
But he's no Kate Upton. Tiger Woods, his star shines so brightly that everyone was looking to see what he had.
Well, like I said, I went Vonn first.
Oh, sure you did.
No, I did.
You typed in Lindsey Vonn nudes.
No, I did not. Because if you have heard of this thing called the internet, there's all kinds of stories about it that just link you right to it. So no, I didn't type in, but I looked her up first.
Most stories won't link directly to that particular website.
You're not going to the right websites then, because people I went to, they linked directly to it.
All right. And they had the Lindsey Vonn photos front and center, not Tiger Woods?
Yeah, they had her first. Okay. Tiger was farther down.
Okay.
So, and I was curious, because she does look like she has a pretty damn serious body, and she's a professional skier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, let's face it. Tiger Woods is in pretty good shape.
Oh, yeah. He looks pretty good. He looks like he's back on the roids.
I mean, that's an older picture.
Yeah, that's true.
If he was, I mean, he was still dating Lindsey Vonn then.
Yeah,
so.
We're probably talking a couple years ago.
Yeah. Well, either way, good for them. I mean, not good for them. Yeah,
there were some
upset
things
about it.
There were some things I didn't like about Lindsey, but
beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah, I wasn't begging.
I'm not one.
I did not get up this morning and say I'm going to look up Lindsey Vonn nudes. Okay, I was going through doing my show prep, and
you happened across them.
Well, there was. It's a big story. The Tiger's dong and Lindsey Vonn are out there.
Jung, what did you think when you first saw Tiger's dong?
That was a good size.
Good size? So do you think that's a good size in representation to, like, to all penises or to, you know, just golf penises, other golfers? Do you think he's got the biggest penis in the golf clubhouse?
No way.
You don't think so?
No.
No, I don't think so either.
Who would you think has a bigger shaft?
I'd just say there's a lot of amateur golfers that probably have a better driver.
Probably. John Daly, for sure.
I don't know.
You know who's that
weight will, you know, reduce the size.
I bet Dustin Johnson.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Bubba Watson.
Oh, yeah. If your name's Bubba.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
But I bet it's probably bigger than Phil.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bigger than Sergio, probably.
Oh, definitely bigger than Sergio.
Yeah, he's probably I think he's in the top, you know, 10 to 15%.
Yeah. It's hard to tell.
Golfers.
Yeah, because I don't go around looking at golfers.
Right. Well, to each his own.
I'm just guessing.
Well, that's all the Tiger Woods penis talk for today. It is fascinating to me that Tiger has his Tiger Woods branded hat in the background.
Yeah.
And that he is plugged into the wall because his battery was low. Those are the most fascinating things about the Tiger Woods pick to me.
Yeah, not that I would ever take such a pick, but I don't think I'd have my phone plugged in. I don't know that I'm coordinated enough to do that.
So great.
Yeah, somebody says Vijay Singh's probably got him beat.
Probably.
It's a possibility. I don't know how people in Fiji, I don't know what size drivers they use.
Why are you guys talking about hurricanes on Twitter?
Because, it's not gonna be our problem because we won't be here. We'll be in Vegas watching from afar.
Right.
It might be a problem for me getting back Saturday morning.
Yeah, that's what you get for coming back Saturday.
Well, we have work to do, man. We got the sports map coming.
You've already said that it's not going to be out on time. You might as well just.
No, it's not going to be out on time, but that doesn't mean I don't have stuff to work on all weekend with it that kind of needs to be done here.
All right.
So. But, I didn't even know until Steven posted something on Houston Sports and stuff, and I looked on there and go, oh, there's a hurricane coming. Great. Great. And so I started looking at it, and, yeah, it looks like sometime Friday. So hopefully it'll be out of here by the time. Because I leave, like, at 6-something Vegas time, but I don't get here until 11 because you lose it a couple hours. Right. So hopefully by then.
You leave at 6 a.m.?
Yeah, like 6:50, I think. I don't know. I actually should probably look because I'm not sure what time we leave tomorrow either. I know it's 6-something, but I always wait till the last minute. Oh, that's when my flight is. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I should probably check in.
That's a good idea.
Because we're on Southwest, right?
Yeah.
So I want to get that A.
Yeah, that's true. You're not going to get A now. It's too late for that.
I'll pay $15 to move up to A. I've done that before.
Okay. Did you see this is so when we go and stay in Vegas, there is a hierarchy of what hotel we're going to be in. And
MGM is usually.
MGM's up there. Mandalay is really nice. Those are your ideal scenarios if you're staying on that end of the strip. I mean, we stayed down at the other end. The Venetian's great.
The Trump doesn't have a casino, but that's a nice hotel.
Yeah. So there's some good ones. But the worst case scenario, well, the second to worst case scenario is the Luxor.
Although now if we stay in those towers
where we usually end up staying,
it's not as bad.
It's not,
but it's, you know, it's pretty low on my list. It's the circus of the strip.
That's probably fair.
It's a poor man's treasure island. That's what it is.
I mean, the Treasure Island's a poor man's Treasure Island.
I know.
That's,
I know.
Worst case scenario, though, is Excalibur. Can we agree on that?
Yeah. The only positive is at least there's a poker room there still.
There is a poker room. So last night at about 9 p.m., I get an email that says hotel confirmation. And I open it up, crossing my fingers, hoping MGM, but knowing that's unlikely for an event of this size.
Right. Well, and we had been told it was going to be Luxor or Excalibur. So we get the one, first one I got says Luxor.
Luxor. I'm like, okay, well, that's not the worst case scenario. You're pretty pleased with that. That's at about 9 p.m. At 10:30 p.m., a second email comes through that says, correction, hotel confirmation, Excalibur. Damn it!
Yeah. Now, I will say this. Excalibur is worse than getting stuck in the pyramid part of Luxor.
It's worse than?
Yes. The pyramid part of Luxor is the old part. It's the armpit. The towers that we've been in the last couple times are really nice.
So you're saying you'd rather stay in Excalibur than the pyramid?
Yes, but not the towers.
Ooh. Man, that's tough. Excalibur, their rooms have that must to them.
Yeah.
Like they got flooded years ago or something, even though it's never rained in Vegas. That's tough. I don't know. And mostly Excalibur becomes problematic because there's kids everywhere.
Well, that's the same thing with the pyramid part of Luxor.
Yeah.
That's the thing that kind of, you know, I still don't get the idea of bringing kids to Vegas, but, you know, it does look like we have a nice setup for Radio Row, though, even though it's in a tent. But it also looks like it's right next door.
Right.
Which is much more convenient because usually we do stuff over in Mandalay or MGM and you have to cross the bridge, right, and all that stuff, which is half the time under construction. But I just can't wait to get there because legal weed.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see if that works out.
Yeah, I don't know what. I mean, I'm planning to partake at some point.
Yeah.
But we got a lot to do while we're there, too. Yeah. So I actually have a job to do, if you can believe that. Yeah, I can't think of the last time I went to Vegas just to go. It's always been for a fight or a poker tournament.
It's been a long time, yeah.
Yeah. All right, quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, got to tell you about Harry's Razors. And if you have not had a chance to try them yet, well, we're going to give you an opportunity to do it for free. How about that? 3 million guys have made the switch to Harry's. AJ's on it. I'm on it. And I got to tell you, it's convenient. It's quality. And the best part about it, man, you get a great shave. And you're saving a bunch of money. So this is the best part about it. Everything just shows up right there in your mailbox or right there on your front porch, wherever you want it to go. And you can set yourself up to where when you're about to run out of razors, boom, they show up. And that's what happens every time. They're so confident that you're going to love their blades or giving you their set for free. You just have to cover shipping. Your free trial set includes an ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, a rich lathering shave gel, a travel blade cover. We partnered with Harry's to bring you this incredible offer. Head over to harrys.com/blitz to get it now. Get started with Harry's today and get their free trial offer. That's right, free. All you cover is just a few bucks in shipping. To get your free trial, including a handle blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover, go to harrys.com/blitz. That's harrys.com/blitz. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So, apparently we're supposed to get a ton of rain from this thing. Where did this come from? It just popped up.
You tell me. I don't know. I just saw recently on Twitter that there's supposed to be a hurricane. So, I came in and heard you and John talking about which side you want it to hit on and things like that. I don't know what's going on.
Well, like I said, I'm just glad I looked at my own website today. I wouldn't know a damn thing about it. Somebody won't let me check in here. What the hell?
I checked in.
Did you?
C Group.
Mm. It didn't give you the option to pay the $15?
Nope.
That's not good.
Nope. No.
Oh, I may have accidentally used your confirmation number. That's why.
No, thanks.
But they have us on the same thing, which is kind of...
Well, I mean, if you just type your name in, it shouldn't be a problem.
Theoretically. Hell, what the heck did I want to get to here? We got storms. We got penises.
What about the Texans saying they won't use two quarterbacks?
Yeah, what kind of a question is that? I mean, honestly, I saw the transcripts today, and I always look at them. You got it? Let's hear what he had to say.
Quarterback position is the one position on the roster where the number two guy, everything's going great with the number one guy. He's not going to play. I mean, every other position, you know, you're going to find ways to use the backups. You're going to do that. Can you envision both your quarterbacks completely healthy? Game is not over. It's on the line. Can you envision any back any time when the
question
two of them
here
play in a game together with different situations? Is that
sure? I mean, I envision that. You know, I can see that, but that's not. You know, that's not what the approach that we're taking. Tom's the starter. Tom's playing well this camp. You know, Tom has really had a good camp. He's only thrown three incompletions in two games. He's really got good command of our offense. And I'm like I've said. Deshaun is a very, very good young player who has a great future in this league. I mean, let's put the cards on the table. You know, that's what it is. But Tom has been here for 4 years. He's really – the way that we want to play, the style that we need to play relative to, you know, getting guys lined up, relative to cadence, relative to protection points and route reads and putting guys in the right spot, Tom's ahead of Deshaun on that.
Well, first off, who asked that question about playing two quarterbacks? Well, actually, I know who asked.
Who asked it?
Scott,
and why was he standing in traffic when he asked?
Wasn't it your boy, Dale? Dale Roberts?
I wasn't going to call him out because, first off, that
was
one
Fred's boy, Dale Roberts.
Son. But the...
Oh, Dale Robertson.
The problem is, first off, that was just such a rambling question. Who asked that about two quarterbacks?
Yeah, that took too long.
I'm not a fan of... those kind of questions because and I'll give O'Brien credit. Usually that's where he snaps into a-hole O'Brien. He didn't. I'll give him credit for that. He could have. He could have acted like he did yesterday. So yeah. But how is that news? You know, no. Nobody's going to do that. And yeah, I think nothing has changed with the whole quarterback situation beyond what we've said every single day, other than, dude looks good in the preseason.
Yep.
8-3-2. Wah, boo-hoo, my company's going to pay me to go to Vegas and interview a bunch of celebrities. Give me a break. If you think traveling as often as we do is that much fun, then you need to get out more.
I mean, of course, listen.
We get it.
I understand that it's like it's first world problems. Like, but when you have to travel all the time, you like to be comfortable. That's all.
Yeah, and
that's all.
And usually, we wind up at places that, if I'm paying for it myself, I'm not going there. I mean, that's just, that's just reality. So sorry.
You're a horrible person for complaining. Oh, me too, though.
I don't care. I'm excited. I'm excited to get there, and you know, excited to see who we'll get, who's going to be on Radio Row. And I have to say, this seems pretty well organized in terms of we're actually getting information about. Usually, it's the last minute. Okay, where do we get our credentials? Where do we do that?
Yeah.
And they've emailed us all that, which is pretty cool. Mott says the two quarterback question has been asked before. It's lame.
Nobody wants to say. Yeah, I mean, in college, sometimes they'll say that. In the NFL, no one wants to go into a season with a two-quarterback rotation. No one. I can't think of a coach who's ever said, yeah, hopefully we've got two guys to share time at that position once the season starts up.
No, what you want is you want to have your starter play well, and you want to have a quality backup.
Yeah.
So, let's squeeze in a call. Q! What's up, Q?
Sports, fellas.
Sports
I had a
to
question.
You.
Man, we've had some good sports movies. You know, we've had Hoosiers. We've had Jackie Robinson, Hands of Stone, What are y'all's take? What do you think will be another compelling storyline of another true story sports movie? Or maybe personally, who would you like to see made a movie about? Like one of y'all's athletes that you think will be a good movie?
I want to see a movie about Tiger Woods and about Lindsay him like pounding all these chicks and wrecking his car and getting high and sending nudes. I want to see that. That'd be good.
The whole fall from grace there. I'm not a big fan of sports movies that are based on reality, except for stuff that I wasn't
alive for.
Yeah, I kind of enjoyed the Jesse Owens movie and stuff like that.
I like Major League.
Yeah, I like sports movies that are like Major League, Slapshot.
Yeah.
Those are my kind of movies. Bull Durham, that aren't real. I'm trying to think of my favorite real movie.
Like, what about Miracle? You like that?
Not really, because I remember when I was a kid when that actually happened.
I didn't remember that, so that was kind of cool for me. My favorite one's probably, maybe not. I like Friday Night Lights. What's the one with Denzel? When the black and the white kids play.
Is that Remember the Titans?
Yeah. I like that movie.
Yeah, it did.
That movie makes me cry.
It didn't do much for me.
What?
Yeah. I thought it was a good story, but
you don't have any emotions?
Not really.
Oh.
I'm not very emotional.
Yeah.
I'm too old
for
emotion.
You're a crier and I'm not.
I'm not. Actually, you cry at movies and stuff.
You cry at real life.
One time. I
only cry at movies.
And that was the first time. In a long ass time. I'm trying to remember the last time. Let's get Robert on. What's up, Robert?
Bobby.
Hey guys, how you doing today?
We're doing sports, man.
Hey, I got two questions, and I'm going to ask the questions first, and then I'll give you a quick take on my questions and why I'm asking them. First question is, why is it in the NFL? Why is the NFL different from other sports in that? When a team's up pretty big, like let's say three scores or more, why don't we see the subs come in? I've never seen, and football is the worst sport in terms of injuries and players getting dinged up. So who's going to be the first one, and Belichick will be, by the way, or somebody smart like him, will be the first one to start bringing in second string guys and saving players like they do in the NBA. So my first question is, why don't they do that more in the NFL? Second question that I never hear anybody talk about is the offense too complicated? Is Bill O'Brien trying to run Tom Brady's New England Patriots offense? And is that the reason why in that clip you just played, he's talking about cadences and, you know, reads and all these things. Is it too complicated?
So honestly, I'll hang up and listen. I mean, listen, when you're in high school football, you talk about cadences and reads. So,
yeah, I don't see anything very complicated about his offense, to be perfectly honest.
Here's my take on, is an offense too complicated? When you play professional football, like that's your living, nothing should be too complicated for you. Like there should be nothing the coaches can throw at you that, given an offseason and a training camp, that you can't figure out and master. And if you can't do that, if you're not smart enough to figure out an offense, you probably shouldn't be an NFL quarterback. That shouldn't be your goal. Shouldn't be your life.
And it's not just a quarterback. Offensive linemen have to know blocking schemes. And I don't think that his offense is all that complicated. I think the thing is, and you kind of touched on it, and we've touched on this before, that if Tom Brady's running your offense, it's going to run a lot more efficiently than Tom Savage or Brian Hoyer or Ryan Mallett or fill in the blank. And to the first part of your question, most NFL games, for one thing, you've only got 48 active players on Sunday. So it's not like you can just sit everybody down.
Right.
And the other thing is, most of these games are pretty close. And two touchdowns in the fourth quarter, we see it all the time.
Game ain't over.
Yeah, it's not close to over. So that's why you don't see it more often.
It ain't over till it's over.
Yeah, in college, when you're up 40 and you've got 100 kids on the sideline, absolutely you can do that. But in the NFL, you can't really afford to do that very often. And they do it sometimes. If you've got a huge lead, you'll see your quarterback sit and let the backup get a little time. But for the most part, there's just not that many opportunities for it.
Although you see a lot of rotation in the front seven, you see a lot of that, and then you see some in the secondary, and then you'll see some wide receivers coming in and out. That's, I mean, but the quarterback and the running backs will switch in and out, but the quarterbacks usually don't.
Yeah, and sometimes on the offensive line, but late in games, you don't see a lot of, okay, wholesale substitutions. Let's just put everybody in.
Well, realistically, if you're up 3 touchdowns and your backup comes in, let's say there's 10 minutes left in the game, your backup quarterback comes in, up 3 touchdowns, and throws a pick six.
Or just fumbles a snap. Which
suddenly it's a 2-score game. Like, you just don't want to take chances like that.
Yeah, it's too hard to score in the NFL, and when you've got a lead like that, you're trying to sit on it too, which you want your best running backs out there. Somebody said, what about a Wilt Chamberlain movie?
That'd be good.
That would be good. I want to know how he wound up playing Bombata in Conan the Destroyer.
Oh, I just want to know about banging chicks.
25,000.
Maybe a Magic Johnson movie would be good, too.
Probably so.
About how he caught the HIV and survived it. I want to know how he lasted.
And how it hasn't turned into full-blown AIDS. It's just HIV right now.
Yeah. You know what I'd love to see? And I don't think anyone's done this, but someone should do a documentary about OJ. Oh.
Well, yeah.
Someone did do that?
Yeah. Oh. I don't know if that counts
I missed
anymore.
It. My bad. I just haven't seen it yet. All right. I'm going to tell you guys about my computer career. Listen, if you've ever thought, man, I'd love to start over. I'd love to work with computers. Those IT guys haven't made you right. Your life could be better. And I'm telling you now, it's not too late. You don't need a math or computer background to start an IT career. It's not rocket science, guys. It's my computer career. See if an IT career is right for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. My Computer Career is where you can get trained for the high-demand field of IT and start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school, though. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu. .edu.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Guess Floyd arrived in the media tent today.
All right.
It's just happening.
For,
yeah. This will be cool. We might be able to get some more people. We're actually going to be there on Wednesday as opposed to leaving after the show. Squeeze in a phone call. PJ. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. Sports.
Sports to you.
I was just trying to get y'all's insight on the undercard for this McGregor-Mayweather fight. I really haven't heard anybody talking about it. You would kind of think with a, I guess, cheesy fight like this that they would put some good fights before the show. And I'm just wondering, are there any good fights? Is there anything good with the undercard on this? I'll hang up and listen.
Someone asked me about that earlier. And the reason why they didn't feel like they needed to put any big name fights on the undercard is because they feel like people are going to watch it no matter what. And I tend to agree. I think there's some decent fights on the undercard. I don't really know. I mean, I'm not so in tune with boxing that I'm familiar with all these guys. But I don't think they felt they needed to have a big main card behind McGregor Mayweather to sell the fights because people are going to buy it no matter what.
Yeah, it's not much of an undercard. I mean, it's I guarantee you the average fan hasn't heard of any of these guys. If you're a hardcore boxing,
but by the
fan,
way, that's most boxing matches.
Yeah, like, it's
got
pretty
a big
rare.
Boxing fight.
Although I thought on the Ward Kovalev there were a couple of pretty damn good undercard fights. Although they all were,
they weren't big names.
There were guys who I think will become big names.
Yeah.
So I was kind of excited about that, but then there was so much controversy around every fight.
Yeah.
So 713-780-ESPN is your number. Ashton J says only a matter of time until the saga of Kaepernick, is made into a movie.
Oh.
Can't wait to not watch that one.
Yeah, me neither. It'll be great.
Yeah. I'm trying to think who would make a good story. Part of it is you don't know all these guys' backstories.
Yeah. If everybody knows the story, then it's no fun.
Yeah.
There's no point in making a movie.
Yeah. Like, I think David Carr. Like, what the inside, story of what happened to David Carr.
That can be a 30 for 30, well, but no one's going to watch a movie about it.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't watch a 30 for 30 of it either.
There's got to be a hero to the story, Fred.
Well, maybe the hero's his little brother.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to project things like that. Sometimes they put out movies, and I'm like, why are they? Who cares about that? But
yeah, to me, and this is just me, and I don't know that. I mean, it's just my opinion. The problem with sports movies for me is that the real life theater of it is always better. Seeing it happen is always better than seeing a trumped up Hollywood version of it. And, you know, that's why I like movies that aren't really about actual events.
I wouldn't be surprised if we get a Tim Tebow movie.
Oh, that could happen at some point.
Especially if he gets to the majors.
No, they already did that. That was called The Last Temptation of Christ.
Oh.
Come on.
What? What about a Michael Vick movie? I saw a Law and Order episode that was about a boxer, not a quarterback, but who did time for dog stuff, so it's kind of been done.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, that, I don't know the backstory. I don't know if it's interesting enough or if he was just an a-hole, you know. So if there's a cool backstory, though, I'd be interested in it. That's the thing. You'd have to do some research on these things.
Yeah. But I don't know that I'd be all that interested.
I don't know that I would be either. Josh says, Davis, one of the best prospects in the world right now, fighting for a title on the undercard. He is fighting. Beso says, Tank Davis is on the undercard, and Lomachenko been wanting that fight. He's not on the undercard.
No. Lomachenko fought last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the
and this gets back
to Jack Cleverley fight will be good, but these are guys that maybe not everybody's heard of is the problem.
So like, even a guy like Lomachenko, I don't think the average person knows who he is. I don't remember. We had the whole thing about Golovkin.
Yeah, people don't know who Golovkin is, so yeah. They're gonna know Lomachenko. But yeah, those people aren't boxing fans though.
No.
If you ask the average boxing fan, obviously they know who Lomachenko is. But Lomachenko doesn't need to be on anybody's undercard at this point, in my opinion.
No. No. A Jack Johnson movie would be great. Well, see, that's before my time. Ooh, Oscar Pistorius?
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
I like Tales of Murder. That's what I like in my sports movies. I like when it goes beyond sports into murder.
Yeah, that would work.
I'd watch a movie on the Baylor basketball scandal, like where the kid got murdered and they covered it up. Like I'd watch that. Like that's an interesting movie.
Yeah,
feel good movies are overrated.
Yeah, I don't like feel good movies.
I don't want to feel good.
No, I don't know. I just like movies that surprise me. That's all. Catch me off guard. Something I don't expect, and I'll enjoy it, even if it is a feel-good movie.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I feel pretty good about that. James says, Goon is an amazing sports movie. It is. Hey, did we ever get that interview?
No, they had to cancel it.
Ah, damn. I thought we were going to get Kim Coates to talk about Goon 2. Remember, he was in Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was really hopeful. They offered him. So probably.
So they offered him and then they canceled?
Yeah. I don't know what happened. Because I'm excited about Goon 2. I loved Goon.
I always ignore those emails when people are like, hey, we know you're extremely busy, but we've got this that we'd love to talk to you about.
But about once a year, you get one like that and you go, yeah, I'd like to talk to Kim Coates.
That reminds me. I got one here from Yahoo Fantasy.
Yeah.
They want to know if we're interested in getting our station to compete against other programs from all the NFL markets in a survival football game with a chance to win $10,000 towards Disabled Sports USA. So it's like a survival game. I'll play. You want to play that?
Yeah, I've kind of been ignoring those.
I have been too, but then I saw today it's for charity, and I was like, oh, maybe we should do it.
Yeah. Somebody says Penn State movie. I think they're already doing that, right? Isn't Al Pacino going to play Paterno?
Yeah. Aren't you going to play Sandusky?
No. Oh. No.
Stop. I thought you got offered that role.
I did not get offered. Get the hell out of here with that. Oh.
They said we got to find the creepiest looking guy we can, and then
there's creepier actors than me out there.
Like, come who?
On. I think Littlefinger's pretty creepy.
He's not old enough.
Oh, put some gray hair on him, he'll do it.
I feel like you're an accurate representation.
I'm not an actor.
Right, but I mean, listen, you're going to be in your Jesus Just Left Chicago movie.
Yeah, I'm going to have a very small role. I'm not really an actor, it's a cameo. It's like Stan Lee being in all his movies and Stephen King always having like a little role in his movies. Well, I mean, it's going to be like that.
This is your chance to work with Pacino.
No, not interested.
Plus, being around some young people might do you good.
No, not interested. Hector says the Hugh Freeze movie was on Skinamax last night.
Oh.
Well played, sir.
All right, guys. Today's an interesting show, isn't it? All right, I'm going to tell you about DraftKings. I know you've been waiting. It's football season. It's almost here, and there's no better way to get closer to the game than with DraftKings. 1 week fantasy football, and because it's so close, DraftKings said, you know what, we should celebrate. They're hosting a $100,000 contest. It's totally free to enter. There's no reason you wouldn't enter. It's free, and you could win $100,000. Not only that, if you draft the perfect lineup, you put together the best possible value lineup, you can win $1 billion with a B, billion. With DraftKings, there's tons of ways to get into the action. You can choose between the public games with big cash prizes or private contests where you compete against just your buddies. They've got beginner casual contests where you play against people of similar skill level. The best part is, you draft a new team each week without any commitment. So if your quarterback breaks his leg, big deal. Get a new one next week. No problem. Go to DraftKings.com now. Use promo code Houston to play in DraftKings' free week one contest with $100,000 in total prizes. And how could you forget, if you draft the perfect lineup, you'll win $1 billion. That's promo code Houston to play for your shot to win $1 billion week one. Contest is totally free to enter. Give it a try, guys. DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? Stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN97.5.com. Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis, 7 o'clock tonight. Usually he's here, what, Wednesdays? Mondays?
Yes, okay. I think he has something come up tomorrow, so he wanted to do it tonight.
He's a new uncle.
Yeah, he is a new uncle.
Yeah.
Ooh, you want to ask him about that?
Yeah, we should ask him about that, how he feels about that.
All right.
Hey, Tillman Fertitta owns Joe's Crab Shacks, right? Isn't that his deal?
I think he just won them. And so there was a story about that. I didn't really read it because I don't care. But I think he does. He bought them, I think. Yeah, something happened with that.
It's Joe's Crab Shack and Brickhouse Tavern and Taps, I think, got bought by Landry's, Inc.
Okay, that's Fertitta.
Is it kind of douchebag move if you close down a bunch of restaurants without warning your employees? Like they just show up for work
today? He won them in in bankruptcy court.
Okay.
So, yeah.
But like before you shut down your restaurant, don't you kind of let your employees know instead of just having them show up on Monday and have the door locked and say, oh, we don't work here anymore?
Is that what happened?
Yeah. Apparently so. I was reading about it mostly. The reason I thought it was interesting because my sister worked at Joe's Crab Shack, but she quit like a little while ago when they were all – they kind of figured that the company's going into the toilet.
Yeah.
But they've shut down 41 locations over the past several weeks, and in several cases, it says, failed to inform the employees of the closures. One in New York says, I showed up for work and was told just to go back home. They said they're no longer going to be open. Another employee said that they didn't break the news to him until they were ready to start their shifts. Yesterday, everything was fine. I even picked up two shifts to work. Explained that it was a coworker who told him the restaurant was closed just before he was about to leave to work. So
they closed 41 of them?
Yeah.
How many are they leaving open?
Tillman Fertitta says we'll probably end up with about 60.
Still a lot.
That's quite a bit.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody
who I guess he originally owned it and then sold it and then got it back in bankruptcy court.
Yeah.
Is apparently what happened. Well, I mean, it's also... Okay, so 10 to 15 inches of rain the next 7 days, Raheel just tweeted out. I'm looking at this I'm looking at this story from AccuWeather, which I'm going to go with, is that reliable, AccuWeather?
I would say that's accurate.
Okay, so it says, depending on the track and speed of Harvey, which it's kind of hard for me to fear a Harvey. Harvey's not really a...
Harvey Keitel was the wolf.
He was. But he was the wolf in there. He wasn't Harvey Keitel. He was
right.
Just a character.
True. True enough.
And by the way, stop trying to put... Have you walked down this hallway? There's 10 people in this damn building, a hell of a lot more creepy than me. At least. You've gone over to the Yahoo side. Half those people over there.
Name some names.
No.
Patrick Creighton, is that who you're talking about?
I'm not going to name a name, but that wouldn't...
Sean Salisbury?
Sean's not really creepy.
Who are you talking about then? Hmm?
He might be batting 50%. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Barry Warner?
Really? Do you even have to ask? Come on. But now it says, basically, we expect Harvey to redevelop and gain some strength over the western part of the Gulf of Mexico, spanning Wednesday to early Friday. Heavy rain, gusty thunderstorms, and rough surf are expected in coastal Texas and northeastern Mexico as Harvey approaches. Main threat appears to be flooding. It says there's a potential for Harvey to stall over Texas. If this occurs, then the risk of major flooding will increase with upwards of 10 inches of rain possible in some locations. There's a potential for heavy rainfall and significant flooding in the region, even if Harvey remains weak. Says, should Harvey travel farther north along the Texas coast, heavy rain and the risk of flooding will correspondingly expand northward along the Gulf Coast to perhaps Louisiana.
So what's your projected damage, Fred?
Well,
the master of projection.
I know, and I have a really good record. I think I need to study this one a little more before I make my final call.
You're not ready yet.
Okay. Yeah, because all I'm worried about is how it's going to impact me personally and flying back Saturday. And I'm looking at the track now, and like Friday a.m. it'll be just off the coast, and then Saturday a.m. it's going to be like right alongside Houston, according to this.
Okay.
So I'm probably going to get delayed getting home.
A lot of people wanted an update on me being on Survivor. Life is busy, man. I just haven't had time. Once this barbecue thing's done, which it's almost done, I'll probably look into it. Although I've got some new stuff in the fire that I can't talk about yet. Top secret stuff. I don't know. I don't know when there will be enough time for me to be on Survivor. I know the audience wants to see me. They want to see me win. But I don't know when I'm going to have time to put together my video.
Well, you're a busy man.
So I'm going to have to miss this coming season is out of the question. And I don't want to be on Survivor during football season.
Right.
So it's tough.
That's a shame. I think it would have been a good opportunity for you.
It could still happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on. Don't count me out yet, Fred.
Well, just saying.
And plus, you guys, when I win that money, I'm not going to work here anymore.
You're thinking out you're going to win.
Right. I'm going to win. You don't think I'm going to?
Eh. They'll give it to some chick.
Yeah.
It just depends. Depends on who else is in there.
I don't know who else could be more likable than me.
Oh, I'm likable? Likeability? Your likability factor is lower than my creepy factor, and that's pretty damn high.
Jong, is that true? Why are you laughing? Just answer the question. Is that true?
We can let the people decide.
Oh, man.
Your likability is like a 2.
Really?
Well, you don't like people. That's the problem.
Yeah. I think if you were more open to the people, you'd be more likable.
Yeah, if you become a people person before you start Survivor, maybe your likability level will go up.
Well, I can't just start being a people person.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Sure you can. It's like acting.
Yeah, when you go out to like bars and stuff about when we're doing broadcasts, you just go up to people and start talking to them.
Oh, just start shaking hands?
Yeah, and then hang out after the broadcast.
Whoa. All right.
We're trying to help here.
Sure you are.
Yeah.
Yeb says, have you seen the show called Kingdom? It's an MMA fighting show, actually really good. I haven't seen it. I've heard about it. I mean, almost every MMA drama, whether it be movie or television show, has been horrible. I don't know if I want to bring myself to watch it.
Well, it's funny because there's been some really good boxing movies.
It's like the best sports movies are typically boxing movies.
But, yeah, I used to watch The Ultimate Fighter a lot because it's kind of a reality version and it's actual fighting. So,
but it'd be better if there was like less boozing and guys huffing their chests out.
Yeah, well, that's kind of when I started getting bored with it. I haven't watched it in a couple of years.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. As the seasons change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area. You can do it with the custom style and quality you've come to expect from Allied Outdoor Solutions. They can renovate your faded pool deck, your grayed-out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay that'll give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's trowel, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. It looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they can help you save money as well. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself that hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay instead to get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check them out online, AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.